I'm happy to be here again, as I always am, and the topic we will be discussing today is the Zman of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah. We are exactly 1 week before the magnificent, beautiful, and uplifting days of Chanukah, Yemei Haor, days of light, days of Simcha, days of Torah, and we will use this opportunity, being so close to Chanukah, to discuss Hilchos HaChag, Moshe Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, Shiyu Ha'iskim LeHilchos HaChag BeChag. So primarily we will be dealing with the question of Zman Hadlukas Ner Chanukah, because in our modern society, sometimes there are interesting questions, interesting shailas. Obviously, life was simpler and easier many years ago. People knew, everybody got up by Elohim HaShachar. When the sun is up, everybody was out in shul, out in the fields, and at the shkia, everybody came home. People were afraid to be out in the street. As you obviously know, animals roamed the streets once upon a time, and mazikin. So once Chazal determined, this man of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah, mishetish v'chama ad shetichla regel min hashuk. But in our modern days, there is much more activity going on by night. And from circles, there is a great deal of activity going on by night. In Israel, not in Shalabim, but in Israel, everybody has 20 chasanas every night. And, you know, people are very active by night. So the question is, when a person cannot be home at the shkia, when should he light? Till when could he light? Many times I was asked, a young couple, they have to leave the house, they're going to the parents, his parents, her parents, and they will be out of the house in this short time. The Rambam writes, it's about a half hour. So what is the lechatchila? What is the b'diyeved? First of all, let's check the Shulchan Aruch. So Chazal say in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, "Mishetish kechame ad shetich lo regel menashuk." And there's a major machloket with the Rishonim. First of all, how do we define "Mishetish kechamo"? The Rambam writes in Perek Dalad Alochahei of Hilchas Chanukah, "Im shkiyoso," and all the Achronim interpret the Rambam. The kavona is tchilas hashkia, what we actually in our times call the shkia. However, the Turin Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis maintains, and that is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that the kavona is tseis hakechavim and not actually the shkia. And Siv Beis and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis. First of all, let's have a look at Sif Aleph. Ein madlikin achanake koidim shetishka achamo, elo imsof shkiyoso. Soif shkiyoso. The end of the shkiyah. Lo ma'achrim velo magdimim. Yesh mi shomer, shimo yutorud, yochoy lahagdim, meplag hamincho velamalo, ubelvad shiyitim v'shemen at shetich l'regel min hashuk. So the Mechaber says, Ein madlikin achanake koidim, and we all know what the soif shkia is. The soif shkia actually means seis hakechovim. So this is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch is in the opinion of the Tur that the zman of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah is seis hakechovim. However, the Gro maintains kishitas the Rambam. According to the Gro, the zman is shkia. Many gedolei Yisrael had somewhat of a compromise. The Chazon Ish, Rabban Kotler, and Rav Moshe Ligis Moshe, in the fourth chalek of Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Aleph, Rav Moshe suggests in America that one should light 10 minutes after the Shkia. On one hand, the Tur and some other Rishonim that maintain that the proper Zman is Seis HaKechovim, they use an expression, Shraga Betiare Mai Ahane. That means a candle in the middle of the day has no effect. I mean, it's no point in lighting candles in the middle of the day. So by the shkia, it's still too early. for a candle to be obvious, people won't even notice that somebody lighted candles because there's too much daylight outside. So Rav Moshe's minig was, as he writes in the Igdus Moshe, 10 minutes after the Shkia, the Chazanish lighted approximately 20 minutes after the Shkia. Many Gedolim had somewhat of a compromise between the two basic shittas. The shita of the Rambam that the Shkia is the proper time, and the shita of the Tur and Shulchan Aruch that Seisa Kechovim actually is the proper time. What happens if a person didn't light Ad Shittich L'Regel Menashuk? He didn't take advantage of the L'chatchila's man, of that half hour. Once again, this is a machlokes between the Tur and the Rambam. And the Rambam makes it very clear. If you didn't light Ner Chanukah Ad Shittich L'Regel Menashuk, you lost your mitzvah. And there's no point in lighting later than that zman. And if you do, and you said a brocha, it's a brocha levatola, that's the opinion of the Rambam. And the Tur once again disputes this opinion, and according to the Tur, a person could light the entire night. B'dieved, the entire night. That is what we have in Sif Beis. What I quoted before is Sif Aleph. In Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shokacho hizid v'lo hidlekim shkia sachamu madlek v'oilech ad shetech l'regel menashuk. However, and then the Mechaber goes on to state, Madlik v'hoylech kol halayla. So according to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, b'dieved, a person could still light Ner Chanukah the entire night, and like the Mishnah Brura makes clear in Sif Kot Yud Alef, the kavana is with a brocha. L'chatchila, the proper zman is ad shetich l'regel menashuk, and that would be approximately half hour after the tchilas zman. But if you didn't make it, you could still light Ner Chanukah the entire night with the brocha. The Marshal has a compromise. Once again, compromises. The Marshal says, Ad Chatzos, not Liach Chatzos. That is the opinion of the Marshal. In the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Tur, my feeling is that this Machloikis is dependent on the basic definition of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. As we all know, presumenis is a very basic theme in mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah and Dalet Koytzes are the only two mitzvahs in which we find in Chazal that a person is required to sell his clothes. Moichel ksusoi, mechazer al psochin. This is a requirement that we don't find in any other mitzvah, not even matzah or other mitzvahs d'oraisa. And regarding this topic, Dalet Koytzes and Ner Chanukah, even though the mitzvahs d'rabbanan are harsher, have a chumrah that we don't find by mitzvahs d'oraisa because of the importance of pirsumei nisa. So, pirsumei nisa is a basic theme regarding Ner Chanukah, but I do have a feeling that the machlokes in the Rambam and the Tur is in a very basic question. Is pirsumei actually the essence of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, or is it an additional theme? As important as it may be, but it isn't the basic definition of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. At some other opportunities I explained, and this is something that touches machshava and not only halacha, there is a concept of presumeness, but there is another concept of zeichelness. Zeichelness is one concept, presumeness is another one. In Kapitel Kuf Zayin in Tehillim, that is the perek from which Chazal learned Dalet Tzrichim Lehoidois, the mitzvah of Hoidoya. And in that perek, the pasuk says, Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi V'Nifla'oisov Levnei Odom. And these are two different themes. Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi is recognition and gratitude, giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Personal thanks and a Kodesh HaToiv, expressing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his chasodim, Yoidu Hashem Chazdoi. And that is the concept of zeichelness. Zeichelness we do for ourselves and not only for others. Zeichelness is something that is incumbent upon every individual as an expression of recognition. And And then the pasuk goes on to say, "V'nifla oisov livne yodom," and that is the concept of pursue meimusim. It is quite obvious when we learn the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah. I don't have the Rambam, but if it's handy, which chelik is this? Is this manim? If anybody has a Rambam's manim on the table, it'll be definitely helpful, because it's very clear to me that the Rambam maintains that Pursuim Menisa is the basic definition of Mitzvah Sneir Chanukah. It is not an additional theme. That is very clear in the Rambam and Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah. And therefore the Rambam Lishitose maintains, if you didn't do it, Ad Shekolo Regel Min Ashuk, there no longer is any substantial Pursuim Menisa, and you lost your mitzvah. The Tur maintains, no, Pursuim Menisa is an additional theme. It's tremendously important, but it isn't the basic. It isn't the essence, the basic definition of Mitzvah Sneir Chanukah. And that's why, according to the Tur, you got to do it in the proper Zman, in a Zman in which you could achieve the lofty goal of Pursuim Menisa, but it's not Ma'akev B'diyeved. And therefore, if one didn't light Ad Shekolo Regel Min Ashuk, Kol HaLailo, that is the Zman, and he could light with the Brocha Ad Alois HaShachar. Where do I see in the Rambam that the basic definition is Pursuim Menisa? I am quoting the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Sneir Chanukah. When the Rambam describes in the first two halachas the miracle of Chanukah, what the Nes was, the Rambam goes on in Halacha Gimel. ומפני זה התקינו חכמים שבאויסי הדויו שיהיו 18 יום מאלו שתחילוסן מלל חמישו ועשרים בכיסלב ימי שמחה והלל ומדליקים בהם נרויס בערב על פסחי הבטם בכל לילה ולילה משמונה עשרה לילויס להרויס ולגלויס הנס. I want to emphasize a feeling I have. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam doesn't go into any details of Hilchos Ner Chanukah. When you will learn the two Prokim that are the entirety of Hilchos Chanukah, Chanukah and Megillah are one kovetz in Rambam. Perek Aleph Beis are the halachas of Megillah Sester, Perek Gimel Dalet the halachas of Ner Chanukah. Perek Gimel deals only with Hallel. And Perek Gimel, the Rambam just starts off with explaining what was the Nes. And all the halukas of Hallel are in Perek Gimel. All the halukas of Ner Chanukah are in Perek Dalet, not in Perek Gimel. So in Perek Gimel, the Rambam doesn't give us the spec of Hilchas Ner Chanukah, only Dinei Hallel. But there is one halukah that is in Perek Gimel, and that is מפני זה התקינו חכמים שבאויסי הדור that these days should be ימי שמחה והלל ומדליקים בהם נרס בירב על פסחי הבטן בכל לילה ולילה משמונס על הלויס להרויס ולגלויס הנס. So it's quite clear in my opinion of the Rambam that is the essence of Mitzvah Chanukah, להרויס ולגלויס הנס. להרויס ולגלויס means to show others, not for oneself. So the Rambam deals not only with Zechel HaNeis, what was Pursuim Menisa, and according to the Rambam, that is the basic definition, the basic chiyuv of Chanukah. And that is why the Rambam Lishitosoi, if you can't do it, Ad Shetichel Regel Min Ashuk, there no longer is any substantial Pursuim Menisa L'Rabim, there no longer is a mitzvah, and you can't, you lost out. According to the Torah, the basic chiyuv is Zechel HaNeis. It is for oneself. It is an expression of Hidoya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pursuim Menisa is an additional theme. And that is why Lechatchila you got to do a Pursuim Menisa Ad Shetichel Regel. But if you didn't, you still have time Ad Alois HaShachar. As we realized before, in Sif Aleph, in Siman Tov Reishayim Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Oymar, Shemo Yotorud, Yochal Ahadim Aplaga Mincha V'Lamalo. So, an interesting question would be, if a person can't light Neiras Chanukah from the Shkia till a half hour after Tzeisak Rechovim, he just can't. He has to leave the house, he has something terribly important to do which he can't postpone. When would it be better to light Ner Chanukah from the plag before the Shkia or after Shetich L'Regel Min HaShulchan? That's a very interesting question. Because on one hand, the opinion of the Mechaber is, it's only L'Chatzchilat Shetich L'Regel, b'dievet you could light Adonai Sashara. On the other hand, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Oimrim, Shemu Torah Yochel HaHagdim HaPlag HaMincha. So, which of the two Zmanim would be preferable? Plag HaMincha or Adonai Sashara? Both are b'dievet, but according to the Mechaber, both are alochas which the Mechaber accepts. One might argue, if I light earlier, I also have an additional chumrah. Reason Magdim and Amitzis. Why push it off if we could light earlier? What is the weight, the mishkal of this shita, and who is this Yesh Misha Oimar? The Rambam writes, Yesh Misha Oimar, Shimu Torud, he could light Ner Chanukah from the plag. And the Mishnah Berurah makes it very clear, even with a brocha. It is not only with our brocha. Maybe. But the Shulchan Aruch rejects that Rambam as well. So, are you arguing that according to the Rambam, Plag HaMincha wouldn't be good, just as after Tichlo Regel wouldn't be good? Maybe, but not necessarily. La'achas Tichlo Regel Menashuk, nobody is out there anymore. By the Plag, we could assume that many people are out there, but it's not that visible. It doesn't have the proper effect because there's still too much daylight. But this is the shita of Mari Abuhav, which the Beis of quotes, that one could light from the Plag. The Chido argues that nobody disputes this opinion. This is a shita which everyone accepts. But one of the klolim we have in the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch and the style of the Shulchan Aruch is that when we have a halakha that doesn't have many sources, it only has one source. Even though we don't find anyone that disputes this shita, the Mechaber brings Yesh Oimrim or Yesh Misha Oimar. Because there aren't many sources. So this is a look we find only in Mari Abuhav, quoted by the Beis Yosef. But the Chidu argues that nobody rejects this opinion. So we could relate to this opinion as Kuli Alma, as a general shitta, which no one rejects. And therefore, it wouldn't be a Sofik Brocha, wouldn't be a Sofik Mitzvah. This Chidu, to me, seems to be very, very surprising. And I don't think he's right, because the rule I quoted before, that sometimes the Mechaber writes Yesh Misha Oimar because it is only one source we find this certain halacha, even though nobody rejects it, and it has the weight of Kuli Alma. This is relevant, and this is acceptable only by halacha which is not very shechiach. But this question is such a basic question that I think whoever doesn't say it, rejects it. You're either for this halacha or you're against it, because this is such a basic halacha. The Gemara says, Mishetishka hachamo. The Rambam writes, Mishetishka hachamo. I think that the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch is so clear, so forceful. Let's go through Sif Aleph again. Ein madlik in Chanukah koidim shetishka hachamo. Wouldn't that be enough? He doesn't write, Zmano Mishetishka Chama. Ein Madliken Ner Chanukah Kodesh Mishetishka Chama. Elom Sav Shkiyosa. And once again he emphasizes, Lo Ma'achrim V'lo Magdimin. When the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein Madliken Ner Chanukah Kodesh Mishetishka Chama. Elom Sav Shkiyosa. Lo Ma'achrim V'lo Magdimin. And then he says, Yesh Misha Oima. I think it's very clear that the first Shitta rejects the Yesh Misha Oima. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes Yesh Misha Oimar, and according to the Kolam we have, he agrees with the Yesh Misha Oimar. But I think it is very clear that this is an opinion which is a Chiddush, and whoever doesn't say yes is considered as if he said no. To me, that's very clear. If the Rambam would maintain that a person Mishasadcha could like Miplaga Mincha, the Rambam would have to say that, because the Rambam makes it very clear. One could no longer light. Obviously, the Rambam saw no need to say that a person can't light Lifnei Hashkia, like any other mitzvah shezmano b'layla. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Lo Magdimen v'lo Ma'achrim, Ein Madlika Ner Chanukah. Now, the Mari Abuhav is not a Shita Yechidoi, because the Orchas Chaim and the Kolboi also maintain this same halacha, mishas adchak meplad amincha. But I think it's not the opinion of all the other halachic sources and authorities. Therefore, I think plad amincha shanui b'machloikis, liyachas shetichlaregel shanui b'machloikis, and this brings us back to our basic question: what's better, mishas adchak meplad amincha or liyachas shetichlaregel?
We all like to push you on Erev Shabbat. Obviously, the problem
is
not making life
like that. Well, Erev Shabbos might be an exception. The Taz definitely considers Erev Shabbos to be an exception and not something we could learn, because according to many Shittas, Erev Shabbos kovso ein zokoklo, even if you still have time. So Erev Shabbos definitely is an exception. We can't learn from Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos we have no other option. I mean, Erev Hanukkah isn't doich ben Hashmoshes, isn't doich on Sofik Skila, Sofik Mises Basin.
Not live at that.
Well,
doesn't accomplish anything.
You know, the Tekona was that Hanukkah has 8 days. Usually one of 8 days is Erev Shabbos, right? I mean, most of the time one of 8 days is Erev Shabbos. And if the Tekona was to light 8 days, obviously when this Tekona was first established, it included Erev Shabbos. And therefore, in the Tekona of Beis Chashmenoi, of the Beis Din, in their times, it is quite clear to us that the Tekona was to light Ner Hanukkah 8 nights. So it would be very clear that Erev Shabbos is an exception. And therefore, we can't learn from Erev Shabbos to the other days. So what seems very clear to me is Plaga Mencha is not Kuli Alma. It's the Maria Buav, some other Rishonim. Obviously, the Mechaber accepts this opinion, but according to the Mechaber, B'Sha'as Adchak one could also light Liyachas Shetich L'Regel, so we get back to the basic question, what would be better?
Isn't this a piersum at B'Sha'as Adlaka, or if you're lighting at the last possible moment, Ash Shetich L'Regel and Ashuk, it's going to be lit much after people have left already. If you're just lighting right now, it's the last minute that people are leaving, so it's not piersum.
Well, the formulation of Chazal is Mishetishka Chama Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk, and all the Rishonim and Poiskim understand that Mishetishka Chama is the Lechatchila, but you still Yoytze if you lit your candles Lifnei Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk, and that still would be considered the Lechatchila the Kizman. When a person lights 5 minutes before Tich L'Regel Min Ashuk, does he have to put a half hour of Shemen? According to the Rambam, definitely not, because according to the Rambam, after Tichlo Regel Min Ashuk, there's no point. So he just has to have enough shemen that the candles should be obvious, be visible at Tichlo Regel Min Ashuk. Is there any inlin lechatchila of pulling it out? That is a big machloikis between the Mogen Avraham and the Oil Dove. The Mogen Avraham writes that after Kol Sadegel Manashuk, there even is no more Hidur. And the Mechaber makes it very clear that you could put out your candles after that Zman. Imnosim bo yoysel, yochol lechaboyso la'acha she'ova zeh Zman. And the Mogen Avraham stresses, you don't even have Hidur Mitzvah. But the Oil Duvet argues that as long as the candles are burning, it definitely would be considered a hitter. I think in our time, it is quite clear to me that it definitely would be considered a hitter. In another few minutes, we will get to the basic question, how do we define and interpret Achetich L'Regel Mashuk Bizman Hazeh in our time? So, coming back to the question, what would be better in our days, Plaga Mincha or Achetich L'Regel? So, if we were to judge from Piskei HaShulchan Aruch, we would say both of these options are more or less the same, and sometimes in Halacha we have a concept of Mashi Yotzi Yasa. I mean, both are not Lechatchila, both are sufficient B'dieved, and both, as the Mishnah Berurah makes it very clear, one could say a Brocha. It's not a Sofek Brochas Lehukal. So maybe we would say Mashi Yotzi Yasa, but my opinion is, in practicality, better to light your candles La'achas Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk than lighting your candles before the Shkia, after the plug. Why do I think so? Because we have the opinion of the Ramo. The Ramo in Siv Beis. Yesh oimim shebesman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim ein tzorech lizor lahad lekoidim shetich laregel men hashuk. Umakolmo koim toiv yoyser lizor gam bezman hazeh. This Ramo is actually the Tosfos. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph from his base. Tosfos writes that the zman that Chazal gave was relevant only in the time of the Gemara, because they were writing a Pesach based in the Bechutz. As you obviously know, for approximately 1,000 years, Kol Beis Yisrael, the minig was that Ner Chanukah people lighted within their homes and not al Pesach Beis in the Bechutz. It's an interesting historical phenomenon. In my Sefer Minchas Osher, in Chumash Bereishis, and also in Minchas Osher Masechet Shabbos, I discussed this at length, and it's a very interesting question. The Gemara says, "B'sha'as ha'sakana manichu el shulchanoi v'dayoi." Obviously, in most countries where Jews were throughout the Golus, we couldn't say it was a sakana. Sometimes along the way, it obviously was a sakana when anti-Semitism was rampant. You know, maybe sometimes in the Ukraine, in Nazi Germany, definitely it would be defined as a sakana. But in many hundreds of years, in many places in Golis, probably wasn't a sakana. But nevertheless, the basic meaning that we find in all the Rishonim, and I stress all the Rishonim, with no exception, they all write, "Bizman hazeh madlikim bifnim." When Eden came back to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, most Bnei Torah, most Medaktikim B'mitzvahs in Israel do light outside. And obviously, why shouldn't we? I mean, we're at home in a Jewish, in a Yiddish Medina, so why shouldn't we make Pesum and Issa just like we did Bizman Chazal? But obviously, for many hundreds of years, the basic meaning was to light candles in the homes. So that is the Kavanah of the Ramo when he writes this manazeh shemadlikim bifnim. Then what's the point of shetich laregel manashuk? Nobody sees our Ner Chanukah from the outside anyway. So that is what the Ramo writes. Even in our times when we do light outside, I think the basic argument of the Ramo is relevant, because on one hand, very many people do light Ner Chanukah outside. Most Hasidim, even today, adhere to Minhag HaYisrael and they light in their homes. Because I still am undecided whether I'm a Chosid or not, and to what a degree I'm a Chosid or not, I actually have two Chanukiyos, and I light one in my home and one al Pesach Beisoyim Mebachutz. So it is not a psak, and it's not even a suggestion. You know, I don't think a person has to light two Chanukiyos. He should decide. Maybe someday I'll decide as well, but not up to this moment. So I actually light two Chanukiyos. One al Pesach Beis in the Bechutz, and the other one in the home. The one outside is a very simple menorah. Nobody's going to take a menorah that costs a fortune and light it outside, because they'll have to buy a new menorah every day. So, but you know, it's a beautiful experience sitting in your home with your children and family and guests and seeing the ner of Chanukah. But anyway, that's a good question. I make the bracha when I light in my home, and then without hesek or hesek hadas, I walk out to the door and light there as well. But I do make the bracha and the Chanukiah I light at home. Why? Because that is minhag avosai, minhag avosai. So I see that as the basic Chanukah, and the other one is just somewhat of a chumrah or a hidur. So coming back to our point, so even those that do light outside, but how do we define at shetich laregel menashuk? Because Chazal don't speak about a half hour. The shir of a half hour is found in Rambam. But the Rambam writes kechotzi hashor, approximately a half hour. So one might argue in their days it was a half hour, because as I said at the beginning of this year, it's quite obvious many places in Shas, in Chazal, when At the time of the Shkia, everybody rushed home. Everybody was in a rush to get home. People were afraid to be outside. Do you know what Birchas Me'en Sheva is? Friday night, there's Birchas Me'en Sheva that we say after the Shmoneh Esrei. Why do we say Birchas Me'en Sheva? That's a special takona, because Friday night, people daven in shul, there are always latecomers or from people that daven along Shmoneh Esrei. So we don't want them to be left alone in shul and then have to go home by themselves, and that was considered a sakana. So Chazal were metak on a special tefillah just to take some more time. Just people should be another 5 minutes in shul, everybody should go home together. So it's quite obvious that at nightfall people rushed home. So in their times it was Kechotzi Ashok. Now from the Rambam to the Shulchan Aruch it's about 400 years that passed. And the Shulchan Aruch also brings the Shia of approximately half hour. But that's not surprising. I think the world didn't change till Thomas Edison came along and people started lighting their homes with electricity. So there was more light on the street, there was more light in the Rishus HaRav, and before electricity there was no reason for customs to change. So I assume that b'meshach 1,000 or 2,000 years, at nightfall, when it became dark, everybody ran home. And therefore, this Shia, Chotzi Ashor, we find from the Ge'onim till the Shulchan Aruch, a period of 500 or 600 years. But in our modern times, well, it's an interesting argument. If you write Mishetish Kechamat, Shetich V'Regon HaNashuk, nobody is going to see your Chanukiah because nobody is outside. Everybody is busy lighting in his own home. So for whom are we supposed to make Pesumanissa? For the Goyim, that's totally unreasonable. I mean, Pesumanissa should be for our brethren. If Lois of Levnei Yoda means for our fellow Jews. And an hour after Tzeisa Kechavim, you know, everybody gets up. The street is once again full. You know, Hasidim scamper and run to the Tishim of the Rebbes. Everybody goes either to his parents or her parents. People rush for Simchas. So, how do we define Atzitich L'Regel Mashuk in our time? So, I don't think anybody could be Machmia and be Mechadish that the basic requirement of Ner Chanukah in our time should be till Chatzos, till 12 o'clock tonight. Because between 8 and 11:30, everybody is out on the street, so that would be considered Tichlo Regel Manashuk. I think it's a very, very strong argument. But on the other hand, we can't be Machmer Neged Rabbi Seinu Gedoy L'Achroinim. Electricity has been with us for more than 100 years, and none of the major poskim, including the Mishnah Brura and many others, nobody says that Shetich L'Regel L'Chatchila is even a longer time. I saw Tshuva from the Or HaShulchan. He discusses electricity, and he writes that nobody in my town has electricity, so I don't really know what to make of it and how it works. So 100 years ago, in Novardok, where the Or HaShulchan lived, obviously nobody had electricity. But nevertheless, I don't think one could be machmer or bisman hazeh and say that me'ikar hadin bisman of Tichlo Regel Manashuk would be till 11:30. But on the other hand, when we have to decide what's better, what's preferable, plaga mincha or la'achas of Tichlo Regel, to me, my very clear opinion is it's better to light Ner Chanukah liachas of Tichlo Regel than to light Ner Chanukah earlier than the Shkia, because plaga mincha is a major machlokes. And even if we pass in the one could make a brocha, it's not lechatchila. An hour after the Shkia bizman hazeh, in my opinion, is almost lechatchila. I won't say lechatchila, but almost lechatchila. Considering the shit of the Ramo, that bizman hazeh, one doesn't necessarily have to light a Shetich L'Regel Manashuk, because the basic pesumen is this for our families. And considering that the basic situation has changed and many more people are out on the street an hour after Tzeis HaKechavim than at Tzeis HaKechavim, so when we are dealing with Tu B'di Eved, I think it would be preferable to light la'achar shetech la'alegon ha'neshuk. However, only ad chatzois. Ad chatzois, and I would accept the chumra of the marshal. If I have to decide between 3 o'clock in the morning, when nobody is out there, and even your kids are falling asleep, or plaga mincha, then I would say plaga mincha as preference. So if you could light as long as people are still wandering, roaming the streets, that would be preferable. That would have been kedima, better than plaga mincha. But if it, your options are plaga mincha or very late at night, liachah chatzos, according to the marshal, liachah chatzos, you could no longer light, and you're losing out persumenis, then it would be better to light lacha plaga mincha, because if you light before the shkia, at least your candles will still be there, and that definitely is preferable than lighting in the very late hours of the night when there is no persumenis at all. I think even for your family there's a difference. If you light in a reasonable time, then your kids are going to sit around their Hanukkah for half hour, for hour, and that's more persumenis than having your kids just bekoyach trying to be up until you finish your brochas and falling asleep before you lit moisa b'hoilach. That is a very minimal pesumenis, and therefore I think that those are the conditions and those are the svekas on our shaila. Yes?
How important is the connection between lighting and the place you're staying over that particular night? Is there no connection with
you? Oh, so what you actually mean to ask, if we are visiting, would it be better to light in the proper zman in the place we are visiting, or to wait till we get home? Yeah, I think in that case it definitely is better to light when you get home and not we are visiting, because when you're only visiting for an hour or so, it's a question of a practice being yotzei dechoyve in that home where you are, because probably one would not be considered an achsanai. An achsanai is a person that's staying for a certain kvius. So if we're only there for a short while as visitors and we intend to go home the same night, it definitely is preferable to light when you get home.
What about a person that's staying here, specifically in Maisa, and guys are going for Shabbos on Sunday, and they stay at the same place, and they're coming back here Sunday after Shkia? They've been in the same place 2-3 days, and then they're going to come back to sleep Sunday night back in Yeshiva.
Well, in that case, I think one could be Yitzhak where he was visiting, because as long as he doesn't leave, you know, that is the place he is staying. And I think that would be different than a person that just comes to visit, you know, from the Shkia for an hour or so. He could be Yitzhak where he is, but I think nevertheless it would be preferable to light at home when you get home. Under the condition that at least your family would be up and around when you light Ner Hanukkah, because this is a very interesting machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and the Chemed Moshe. The Mogen Avraham maintains in Siman Tov Reish Beis that if a person gets home very late at night and his entire family is sleeping, he is the only one that's up, he can't make a brocha. The Mogen Avraham argues there is no pesuminis, so you can't make a brocha. The Chemed Moshe disputes this opinion, and he argues, well, what's the difference between pesuminis for myself or for one additional person or two additional people? Maybe if you have reshus rabim, then that is probably the basic formula of Ner Hanukkah, Pesach Beisim Avchutz, pesuminis rabim. But why would there be a difference between an individual or two people or three people? Why would a couple be different than an individual? Why would there be a difference between... So obviously the Mogen Avraham Svara is, the basic concept of Pesumenis is lighting candles for someone to see, besides yourself. So even if that someone is one person, only an individual, that would be sufficient to be defined in some minimal form of Pesumenis. But if no one is there to see besides yourself, then you can't make a brocha. The Mishnah Brura says, Sofet brochas lahokel, but if a person does make a brocha, ein moichin biyodoy, and that's somewhat of a compromise between these two basic shittas. So I think if a person does light late by night, he should make an effort that at least some of the family members, at least one of them should be available, should be up to witness the Ner Hanukkah, and then you could make a brocha lechatchila. A question that's very common: if a father is busy and he's going to come in late, should his wife light at the proper time? Because the mitzvah is nereshu beisoy, maybe there's no reason to wait for the father to get home. So minhag ha'olam is, I think, that we wait for our father to get home, even though basically halachically, why? I mean, mitzvah is Chanukah nereshu beisoy. Besides nereshu beisoy, everything is hidur. So why should the entire family be mevatla mitzvah lechatchila, waiting for their father to get home? And regarding this question, my opinion is quite similar to what I said before. I think if the father is going to get home, even if it's going to be more than a half hour after Shkia, more than a half hour after Tzeis, but it's still going to be in a time in which if he lights outside, people are out on the street. If he lights at home, everybody is still up and around. If that is the case, I think they should wait for their father. And you know why? Not because of Hilchas Chanukah, but because of Hilchas Kibud Av V'Em. I think it touches on Hilchas Kibud Av V'Em. I think a family should give this basic respect to a father and have him be the one to say the brochas and light Ner Chanukah, and he should be the first one to eat the lapkes and the sufganiyot. You know, V'kidashtoi, noitulmona. Like the Kohen is the first one to take his portion. I think this is basic Kibud Av. A father deserves, his family should wait, even though regarding the Hanukkah, it's a B'dieved. And I come back to my argument, Bizman Hazeh, it isn't that much of a B'dieved, considering the Ramah, that Bizman Hazeh, Kishamadlikim B'fnim, there's not that much importance. Considering the other argument, Tichla Regel Meneshuk has changed. And therefore I think, if dad is going to get home on time, everybody in the family will be up and around. Everybody on the street is still up and around, regardless of where he lights, then the family should wait. But if he's going to get home 3 o'clock in the morning, in that case, other family members should light. And the father should understand, this is not proper conduct. I mean, a person should be home at time for Hanukkah. So if he's going to get home very late, then I think the family should light. And, you know, anybody that could wait for dad, I mean, that definitely would be nice. But in that case, his wife shouldn't be the one to light Ner Hanukkah. Because if his wife lights, that's a chiddush of ishtek gifoy. Then the husband cannot make a brocha. If one of the children light, then the father coming home could still make a brocha. Because regarding the concept of neresh beisoy, mahadrin shemadlikim ner kol achad v'achad do make a brocha. Every member could make a brocha. But if the wife lit the candles, her husband can't make a brocha. That is a specific chiddush of ishtek gufoy. So if dad is going to be home very late, and in that case I paskin that the family should not wait, but then one of the kids should be madlik and not the wife, because if the mother would be madlik, then the father cannot make a brocha ishtek gufoy. If one of the kids light the Hanukkah, then when dad gets home he could still make a brocha lighting his Hanukkah.
There are places in the world where, like, on a Saturday night, especially the kids will be out till like 3 in the morning, and that's when they come, and everybody's on the streets. So is it a pursuing also at that time in the morning?
Yes, I think so, if that is the case. However, as I said before, the Marshal has his shit, and according to his opinion, it's only at Chatzos. But if everybody is up and around, well, maybe that would be different. Let me explain something. In Halacha, sometimes there are situations in which it's very difficult to give very clear-cut guidelines. So, in a basic way, my feeling is that if a father comes in late, but reasonably late, you know, instead of 4:30 for the Shkia, he's going to be 5:30, 6:30, but, you know, relatively in the beginning of the night, then definitely the family should wait. But if it's very late, and we have to keep the kids up, Baal Korcham, and, you know, Sometimes we can light up the Shkia, and by the time Dad gets home, you wouldn't even notice that everybody lit candles, because everything will be, you know, the candles will be out already. So I don't think that if we're dealing with many hours and it's going to come home very late, I think in that case, Kibbutz Av is not that relevant. Every person understands, you know, there's a mitzvah to be performed, and the mitzvah is the Tchilas HaLaila. So, and usually in normal circumstances, there aren't that many people out in the middle of the night. So, what I said before, that is my basic opinion.
If there's no kid yet, if it's just a husband and wife, so in that situation, does the woman make the zakar now?
In that case, I think she should wait for her husband. In any event in which the husband coming home wouldn't be able to say a brocha, then I think in that case she should wait for him.
Can a woman light with kavan tzedak and not be moisi her husband?
No. No. That's a very nice and interesting question. I think none of you noticed that it's 7:30, and I'm very happy about that, but if I want to answer your question, that'll go on till 8:30, so let's leave that for some other opportunity.
Sukhanov brings the opinion that you cannot unplug in car. It says you should leave the candle to light until half an hour. Why not then to do that? Because of the Ramadan, it says that the half hour is not enough.
Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept the Rambam's ruling, and even though the Shulchan Aruch does bring the opinion regarding Plaga Mincha, but I think that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch indicates that that's more of a bidiyeved than lighting after Tikkun Leigel Manashuk. Regarding Tikkun Leigel Manashuk, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring any dissenting opinion. He doesn't bring the Rambam. In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, and I'm quoting this once again, Ein madlik yener Chanukah kodim shetish kachamo, elo m'sav shkiyoso lo ma'achna velo ma'gimen. That is very strong language. So even though the Machaber goes on to say, Yesh misha oimo shimutor et yochel ahagdem aplaga mincha, I think this is more of a bidiyeved than lighting after shetich l'regel manashuk. Adding on to that, the opinion of the Ramo, the Tichlar Egel Mashuk this man says is not relevant, because the Ikef Esuminister for Bnei Abayis. Adding on an additional svara, which I made very clear throughout this year, that this man of Tichlar Egel Mashuk today may be vastly different than it was in those times. Therefore, I once again think that it would be better to light La'achash of Tichlar Egel Mashuk than Lifnei Plaga Mincha. Because if Lifnei Plaga Mincha is not the proper zman, we aren't Yoitza. Even though the candles are burning the entire zman between Shki and Seisei Dechovim. Because Yetzias Yedechov is only at the moment in which you're lighting Neros Chanukah. If I light Neros Chanukah before Plaga Mincha, even though they will be lit till Chatzos, Lakula Alma were not Yoitza. You have to light those candles b'zman ha'ra'ui l'tzeis yudei choyva. So we discussed the various options and sveikas regarding zman adlokas mechanika, and we dealt with some interesting questions. I just want to wish you all, these days of Chanukah are days of pesuminis, the days of zecharanis, and days in which we are to remember the gzeres ayavonim lahashkichom terosecho ulavira machuk eretzonecho. The levush explains, and that's a very famous levush, on Purim, the basic mitzvah is levesume, to eat and drink wine. The simcha is a very obvious simcha saguf. Now Chanukah there's no mitzvah of suda. The simcha is a simcha which is entirely spiritual. A simcha of ruchnius, hadlokas aner, halal v'hoidoyim. Because the salvation was a ruchnius like a salvation. The gzera of the Yevanim was not a gzera of destruction, of annihilation. They didn't try to annihilate Klal Yisrael. They decreed to deprive us of our mitzvahs, of our dveikas, v'shkicham terosecho l'avira m'chuk retzenecho. The salvation was a ruch nizik of salvation. And therefore the zecha we make is adlokas aner halal v'hidoya. Halal v'hidoya expressing avoida, hadlokas ha-ner, ner mitzvah, v'toira, or toira's nimshal ha-ner. So I very much hope that these days will be days of toira, days of avoida, days of hanal v'hoidoya, and let us all hope that b'siyata v'shmaya they will be days of simcha, me'ato v'yadoylo.